Life Church, it's Ness Andrews and it's Friday morning. And this morning, thought I'd share with you and have a little bit of a chat around the extravagance of God. Now, we often hear, don't we, that we hear about God being referred to as a kind and generous God. But when we look at some of the teachings in the Bible, it's even deeper than that, to the point of how God is a very extravagant God and that he gives to us in abundance. And Jesus often uses the symbolism of water to describe the life that God puts within us. And often there are references to such terms of overflow or extravagance and abundance. And when we look at the Bible, we look at John chapter 4 verses 10 to 13. It refers to, then the streams of living water will flow from within. And there's reference to a spring of water welling up to eternal life. These references also mirror the picture that Ezekiel saw of the river flowing out from the temple and getting ever deeper until you would have to swim in it. It was a river that no man could cross, and that's in Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 5. But it wasn't just through the Holy Spirit and this inner spring water that resides within us. But we also see this from an outward perspective in terms of the miracles that Jesus performed and the extravagance through those miracles. And in particular, if we turn to the wedding in Cana, we all know the story about how Jesus turned the water into wine. And not just one jar, but six stone jars, you know, were basically filled with capacity of 20 to 30 gallons each. So it wasn't that he just provided enough to get through to the end of the evening, but he made an abundance of wine through for that evening and for that party. And he didn't have to do that, did he? He could have just simply said, you know what, we'll just send the guests home or they can drink water. You know, we're out. That's what we'd have to do today, isn't it? But no, he doesn't. He goes over and beyond, and he provides this extravagant amount of wine. And we see this time and time again through the Bible. We look at the time when the disciples were out fishing, and there was no fish at first until Jesus showed up, and all of a sudden there was just a mountain of fish when they put their nets into the water. And it says in Luke chapter 5, verse 5, that it was so huge that it began to break the nets and sink the boats. And we just see this time and time again throughout the Bible, when also Jesus feeds the 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. And so this sheer extravagance through these miracles is just phenomenal. And it's good evidence of us, for us today, that God is a extravagant God. And we just have to turn to Paul. Paul, who, you know, knew Jesus, basically tells us time and time again through Ephesians about just how generous and extravagant our God is. And it says to us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 that through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And he goes on to say that now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. And that's in chapter 3, verse 20. So we can go on and on and on quoting in the Bible of God's generosity, of his extravaganza. But how do we get hold of that then? Well, I think for me, there's probably a couple of ways that we can do this. Firstly, is to be obedient and do what God tells us to do. At the end of the day, when we look back at these scriptures, Jesus tells us what to do. And in each of the examples above, the miracles happened because the people stood out in faith and they acted on what the Lord was asking them to do. And if they hadn't have done, then maybe these miracles wouldn't have happened. And I think the second key thing is that we don't have to ask the Lord for what he's already granted us, because it says that he's already given us every spiritual blessing. but that actually we need to step out in faith first, and that we need to thank him ahead of the blessing or the miracle that is to follow. Because faith is what is unseen, not what is seen. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just want to lift you up high, Lord. We want to thank you for being such an extravagant God. That, Lord, you want to bless us and provide for us and give us abundance and favour every day of our lives. Father, we love you, we thank you. And when we often perhaps don't see that blessing, even if it's round the corner, Lord, help us to step out in faith, awaiting for your promise to come to fruition. And we ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.